From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed, more than 15 wounded, when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a military operation. Fighting rages for control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago and are now trying to take it back. Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdel Ghani al-Assadi said the Islamic State's defensive positions are causing the biggest challenge to his troops. Meanwhile, some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside American Special Forces troops, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Meanwhile, an aid convoy reached the Damascus suburb of Deraya Wednesday, the first such aid to reach the area since 2012. Some observers fear the delivery is too little too late and are calling for humanitarian airdrops in the area. A spokesman says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry discussed the aid issue Wednesday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in 2 weeks. Now it will have to be rebuilt. This is VOA News. Turkey is warning of serious consequences if the German parliament passes a motion accusing Turkey's then-Ottoman rulers of genocide against its Armenian minority. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim Wednesday condemned a potential German parliament vote on a motion that accuses Turkey's Ottoman rulers of genocide against its Armenian minority in 1915. He says this vote is very absurd and that there is no truth to it. It's one of the ordinary events that could be lived in any country in 1915 under the conditions of the First World War. He said if the vote passes, of course Turkey's relations with Germany will be harmed. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed. Authorities say another vessel, affiliated with the Deep Ocean Search Firm, is heading to the area. They're carrying with it a robot capable of diving up to 3,000 meters to retrieve the flight data recorders. About half of France's train traffic was halted Wednesday as rail workers went on strike to protest their working conditions and propose changes to French labor rules. According to the National Society of French Railways, service on about 40% of France's high-speed trains and more than half of its regional trains was canceled. Eurostar trains to London were running normally, though more than half the trains to Spain and Italy and about a quarter of the trains to Belgium, Netherlands, and Switzerland were affected. The strike has affected commuter trains serving Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. Bands played as Switzerland inaugurated the Gotthard Base Tunnel. It's the world's longest and deepest rail tunnel. It runs more than 57 kilometers under the Alps. The United States is taking action to block North Korea's access to global financial systems, an effort aimed at preventing money laundering. The Treasury Department Wednesday designated North Korea a primary money laundering concern. Health officials in New Jersey say a baby girl born on Tuesday to a mother who was infected with a Zika virus has severe microcephaly. A New Jersey doctor from the Hackensack University Medical Center said a 31-year-old woman visiting the U.S. from Honduras was infected with the virus after she was bitten by a mosquito early in her pregnancy. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.